Hello?
Hello there, good afternoon. Good morning still. Is it possible if I can please sit with Tracy Adams, please?
Hey, can I ask who's calling?
Yes, my name's Billy. I'm giving a call today from MMA Legal. It's regarding the Scottish redress claim you've applied for due to times in the care system.
Yeah.
Are you in a position to speak with myself right now? The call will take about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. So all my job is to do today, darling, is make sure we've got all of your information on file correctly, explain to you the procedure, and I'll get it sent off for submission for you today. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Perfect. So I've got your name down here. I just want to make sure your application details are correct. We've got it as Tracy, and your surname is Adams. Is that correct, darling?
Yeah.
No problem. And can I ask, have you ever been known as any other names whilst you was within the care system?
No.
No problem there whatsoever. Email address you provided us to here is missadams@1989@gmail.com. Is that correct, darling?
Yeah, that's right.
No problem. And your phone number is the best number for you if the line disconnects for any reason?
Yeah.
No problem. What's your date of birth there, darling?
It's 14th of February 1989.
Now, before we go any further, I just want to give you some reassurance that we wouldn't be here clutching at straws for no reason. You will be due back in entitlement. Now, your word, once we take your statement from you, you don't need to go into too much detail, just give us a brief understanding and we will base the evaluation off that. As soon as we locate your files and prove you what's within these places, they can't dispute what we value your claim to, so we will go ahead and get you the justice that you deserve. Okay. Now, in regards to yourself, could I just please take your home postcode where you're residing at the moment, please, darling?
Yes, 813JA.
And is that Cherry Crescent in Clyde Bank?
Yes. Number 20.
20, perfect, darling, no problem. And I do need to ask the question, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all, where you've been given a certain amount of time to live or anything?
No.
No problem. And can I just ask, was it you that was just placed into the care system, or did you have any siblings that were placed into the care system with you, darling?
No, it was just me.
Just you, no problem. I can just get that down here for you. Now, whilst this claim's ongoing, most importantly, like I say, we're not here to be clutching at straws or anything like that, because we will be due back in quite some minutes. No cap on it, you can go to 100,000, you can go to 200,000. What we can tell you at the moment is that each claim will average at around 48,000, just so we're not giving any false information. But of course, like I said, there's no cap on that, so we will make sure we don't expect anything less. Now, most importantly, I understand it's not about the money, it is about the justice side of things. What I would require you as a beneficiary. Now, I understand that you're young, you're healthy, you're happy, but if the worst was to happen to you over the next few months with the claim ongoing, is there anybody within your tight-knit family, friends, children, or anybody over the age of 18 that you would be happy for this payment to go to?
Yeah, my daughter.
Daughter. Is she over the age of 18 for me to use as a beneficiary? 19, perfect. No problem, darling. What would her name be?
Her name is Chelsea Muir.
Muir. Is it Muir spelled M-U-I-R?
That's right.
Crazy story. My mum side of the family is all up from Scotland, Glasgow area, and that was my now surname. Yours. Most of my family's still up there. And my nana passed away 2 years, unfortunately.
It's her dad's name, yours.
I'm not too familiar with what parts of Glasgow that was from. I just know that it was the Glasgow area, but I'm now driving myself, so I'm planning to come up there this summer. Hopefully I can get there. Just a bit nervous in the boat way still at the moment.
Yeah.
So if I ask you that, I will just pop your number down for her right now. Is that okay with you? Just keep your number on there for the time being. She's just got so we know that you are getting some sort of justice there. Can I ask you, darling, do you know why you were placed into the care system? Is that due to being an child? Do you know that was due to
I'd actually threw a sexual assault by a family member and I didn't tell any family, and then I lost my father and then I lost my stepdad, so I was kind of like, I went through a lot of trauma as a child, and that caused me to not want to go to high school and stuff, and then because I wasn't going to school, they placed me in a care home first, and I still wouldn't go to school, so they put me in a residential.
Right, that's all whatsoever. They should be aware of obviously your reasons of why and give you the correct curriculum, not put you into situations which are going to affect you in worse make you feel a lot worse.
Yeah, I've applied for all the paperwork back from the social work from when I was in care.
They probably won't give it you. I mean, they might give it you back, but you probably won't get it in full detail, or they might turn around and say that it's not there anymore, or they can't provide it back due to it being third-party details. Now, what I can let you know is, We don't just approach places where you're physicians, we approach the local authorities, social services, and we get absolutely everything on behalf of yourself, because they have to provide that back when you have legal representation. Now, it's not something we just send out to you out of the blue, because some people would like to know this information and some people wouldn't. But we will always give you the option to have a copy of your files back, so we will be happy to send it over to you. Is that something that you would definitely be sure of? Because I will get a note of that on me right now. Let me just get that on here for you. So that way the solicitor is aware of that. They will just double check that before they send it out to you, because like I said, some people fluctuate, you change your mind, but of course you'll know that that option is always there, darling. What area did you grow up in before you placed into care?
Sorry, what?
What area did you grow up in before you placed into care?
Clydebank.
No problem. And can I please ask you what was the name of your actual parents? The only reason they asked for this is if they turn around and say, we've got 10 Miss Adams on the system, we can turn around and say, her parents' name?
Yeah, my mum's name is Fiona Collins and my dad's name is Douglas Adams. He's dead.
And can I please ask you, Garrett, how old was you when you were placed into the care system that you remember?
I was 12 or 13. I think I was 12.
I'll go for the 12 just to be on the safe side, so that way when we do filing, we can get all documents there for you. We can rather give it an extra year than be a year out for you. So if I am correct, that would be good. So around 2001 you placed into the care system. Down here. Do you know the first place where you were taken to, darling?
Yeah, it was Craig Ellicky Care Home in Wakefield.
Craig Ellicky. Could you spell it the best way you could spell it, please, darling?
C-R-A-I-G-E-L-L-I-E, I think, Craig Ellicky.
Perfect. And what area was that in, sorry, darling?
Whitecook, Clydebank.
So you're still in kind of like your home area when you were first taken?
Yeah.
And how long would you say you was in Clydebank area for, Craig Ellicky?
I was actually sexually assaulted in a park where I was in that home, and then I was getting threatened and stuff. I moved within a year to a residential home, the Good Shepherd Centre in Bishopton.
So what I'm going to do before I go any further, I'm just going to go into the Clydebank situation, and then I'll go to the second place where you just file these individually and make sure I get everything noted in regards to the places that you was. So firstly, what I am going to get, I was taken from my home, and obviously I can imagine you was confused of obviously what was going on.
Yeah.
Did anybody, when you first arrived at, I think I pronounced it wrong, Craig Ellicky, can I ask you, when you arrived there, did anybody sit you down and give you any empathy or explain anything to you?
No, not really. I think I was just placed in there, and they were nice enough, but once I was 6 years old, I feel like I didn't have support and nobody really talked me through it. And then when I was placed into the next home, as it took to court, nobody explained about that. None of my family members came to court with me, and I ended up running out of the courtroom.
Can I just ask you, while she was in the Craig Ellicky, while she was in here, was there any abuse from the staff or the children while she was in this place, darling? Like, was there ever physical towards you or anything?
No, I get pulled in quite badly. I was quite young, but I get pulled in quite badly by an older girl, so I just started kind of going out and jumping about and hanging about with older people. I didn't really feel like they cared, but they were just doing what they had to as a job.
I was left alone, a kind of, my own thing. Can I ask you, was food and things always provided to you here, darling? Was food and things always provided here?
As I said, I wasn't really there that long, but I had like my clothes stolen stuff off other girls in there as well.
So is that when you started to then say leave the school throughout the place throughout the day, and then of course this is when the sexual abuse has happened?
Yeah, I was like, basically.
The line has just broke out there, darling, a little bit. Can I just ask you, the person who was abusing you, was that somebody that was out of the care home?
Yeah, it was somebody that stayed in the area near the care home. It happened to me and another girl in the care home.
And was you kind of friends with this person before this happened, or did he just come out of the blue when it happened?
No, I'd seen like one in the light group before, and the girl that happened to shoot him.
And can I ask you, did he do this on more than one occasion, or was it the one occasion that he done it?
No, it was the one occasion, because a man came and helped me, and then he ran away and got caught with the police.
And can I just ask you, you said the guy who affected you then abused you, has he been charged?
Yeah, he did get charged, but I feel like I didn't really get any representation at all in that. I didn't anybody explained. As I said, by the time the court case came up, I was in the next home. I didn't know what was coming up. It was care workers that told me. Nobody explained what a defence lawyer was going to do. So when I went in and the defence lawyer started on me, I like burst out crying, and I left the room, and the judge said I didn't have to go back into court, but I know that he was put on a sex offenders register.
And of course, even still not having any empathy or having any explanation, make sure you're okay, it's going to impact your mental health.
No, I feel like that was just completely put to the side what had happened to me.
I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm just getting all of that noted on there, because everything that I take from you, the more information that I provide, the strengthening your case will be. Now, in the most professional way, I will not let anything slide. Every last bit of detail that you provide to me, I will make sure I get it noted down, because like I say, there's not anything that we will not miss out here in regards to getting you. Of course, I just got down there that affected your mental health from being a very new person, because you've gone there with no actual understanding, no empathy to begin with. And then when you have actually started to go and feel a bit free, this has happened to you. No one's given you any understanding of what's actually happened or explained everything or even made sure you're okay. And they've been passing you some pillars of hope and not give you any sort of help whilst you're dealing with this, and that's not acceptable in any way, shape or form. So I'm just getting that justice down. And then what I'll do is I'll get on regards to the court situations and where they place you. Second of all, the reason for that is just because I have to do it in drifts and drabs regarding all places where you want to make sure that we file both claims to all the places, and that way you get that justice that you deserve. Also, has anyone ever given you any sort of claim for the actual abuse that you've dealt with?
Sorry, any what?
Did you get a claim for any sort of sexual abuse or anything
sorry,
like
yeah.
that once you were...
Sorry,
yes.
Bad. I'm going to get the dog. She's...
But what I'm going to do is I'll pop the phone down and I'll give you a call straight back. It might be my line. Is that okay with you, darling?
No, it's fine now. It's just because I was in the living room. I had to get my dog. Sorry, that should be me now.
Oh, sorry. No problem. So what I was just saying to you is everything that I file here from you, I will get it jotted down so that way we can not miss a place and we'll file for every last thing that we can regarding them, because you should have not have to deal with this in any way, shape or form. You said after Clyde Bank, you said you was here for around a year, or would it be short of a year, darling?
It was short of a year, I think.
Short of a year. And then after here, so before you were placed from Craigley, what happened? You said that they said, was you moved before your court case or just after?
No, I was in the other home when the court case, by the time the court case came up, I still wasn't attending school and I was running away to the home. And then I ran away for a weekend and the police caught me, and they actually it was a bank holiday weekend, so there was no social work available and I was only like 14, so they had to keep me in for 3 days in a police station, and they weren't allowed to put me in a cell because I was under the age of 16, so they had to put me in like a detention cell with a window. And I had to stay in a police station for like 2.5-3 days, and then I was taken straight from the police station to the children's panel and then moved to the Good Shepherd Centre.
And is that where they sent you to the second time, darling, the Good Shepherd Centre?
Yeah.
They get that down here for you. Get that down here. You've not just been failed by the care homes, you've been failed by the court, the system, the social workers, you've been failed by everybody throughout this whole procedure, and that's not even the police to an extent. When they know that you've been impacted by this guy and they've actually taken him and convicted him for it, they should be making sure that you're being given the best level of care throughout your time in these care homes. And unfortunately, they have all failed you, but I can reassure you that it's not something that we will be doing here. I don't know, it's not about the money, but if it is the only thing that we can get for you regarding justice, we will make sure we get you the top end of that.
Mm-hmm. It's just you because you're phoning for a mobile number. Like, how do I even know that this is safe?
Like, so the it will show to you as a mobile number, but it's a full-on system number. So if you call that through to me, I'll be your appointed claims handler, so you'll come straight through to me on the system. Not only that, it's also connected to a work WhatsApp, so you can cooperate with me at any time. Now, what I will also do for you is I will bob you a message over on WhatsApp with the solicitor's details and things like that. It's just so basically people can call straight that through to themselves.
It's
not actually a mobile number that you're speaking to me on. The full calls are recorded. The only thing I can't do is I can't accept a call to you on WhatsApp because the calls on WhatsApp are not recorded. I can't speak to you on WhatsApp because all messages, all chats and things like that are all screen recorded there anyway, so that's not an issue. It's just the call recordings on WhatsApp don't pull through. So we can have a conversation on this number and also speak to you regarding the WhatsApp. But I can reassure you, we don't charge you with anything up front in any way, shape or form. The way that the procedure works, you can apply for it yourself without a solicitor, and you can also instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee scheme, where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government. And most importantly, you can do it on an independent basis. Now, win no fee. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, the maximum fee the legal team will take is 20% at the overall amount. So if you get £100,000 back, you receive 80 and the legal team will take 20. They will always reassure you to get you the maximum amount. Now, that is the most important thing regarding the whole procedure, and that's not something that you would ever pay out of your own pocket. Is that okay with you?
Okay, that's fine.
What I just need from you now is just a statement on the Good Shepherd Centre. Of course, they would have been aware of your situation from the previous place. When you arrived at the Good Shepherd Centre, did anybody settle you in or anything like that here?
No, I made like friends with the girls. The first few days, I just stayed in my room because I was really uncomfortable. And I'd been even in care, I'd been passed about by my mum, the family members. Yep. So I was kind of like already had partnerships. So I was really like displaced. As I said, I did make friends in there, but I was physically assaulted by a lady called Catherine. When they were restraining me, and she dug her nails so hard into my arm that I had like 4 nail marks. But I didn't like report it to the police at the time.
Don't worry.
There was also like a care worker, a guy that took me and other girls out in a car. And they took us to a car park, and I never thought anything of it. But then when I got older, I found out that the car park they took us to was actually a dogging park. And when I ran out of class one day, my school was in the vicinity, obviously, because it was a residential. And I had ran away outside the school just with the girls carrying on one day. And the same guy that took us in the car had lifted me up and put me over his shoulder. But it just didn't feel right, like, as a girl that had already been sexually assaulted, the way that he put his hands on me and put me over his shoulder. Now, as an adult, it does feel like it was, like, sexual assault, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also,
and
like they would just let us do, like, I was really bad at running away because that's all I knew. But, like, one night we ran away and I was actually drugged and I was raped. I was with another girl. And the next day, we managed to get out of the house and get away, and we'd lost our phone. We phoned the care home and asked them to pick us up. We were, like, 7 miles to the home, and they told us we had to make our way back to Bishopton before they would get us. So we had, like, 6 miles or something, and then we got a train to Paisley to Bishopton, and then they picked us up there. But I literally didn't tell anybody about it. I'd just been raped. I'd been drugged. I was dehydrated. I didn't have a penny of money, and I had to walk, like, 6 miles before I could even skip a train just to get them to come and get us.
Yeah. And you said earlier that when you were there, darling, they would restrain you. But of course, restraining's not acceptable as well with the force that they would use. Would they do things like bend you around behind your back or sit in you and things like that?
Yeah, they were kind of just like, it was like they were the bosses in there, do you know what I mean? It's not like you didn't have anybody to help you, they decided if you get home or not.
Can I ask you, did they stop your family visiting you or anything like that while she was in here, darling?
No, but my mum tried to stop me like getting home at Christmas once, but they didn't. I managed to eventually go home at the weekend. And then I felt pregnant, and they basically just, I felt like once I was pregnant, I just, that probably been the most stable I'd been because I'd been there for like so long. And I felt pregnant in the home, and they basically just kicked me out back to my mum where they knew that I'd been removed from because it just wasn't working. So then I was just back to my own accommodation at like 16 with a baby.
Can I also ask you, throughout your time in this care home, darling, can I ask you, while she was here, did the staff also use any physicalness towards you, like did they raise their hands to you or anything like that?
Just that night, that one, she was like really always like kind of like horrible, but when she restrained me, that was like the only time I've been put in my room and stuff and like held back, but that was only like worst physical was when she dug her nails into my arm.
And was food and things like that always an option here as well, darling?
Yeah, but obviously like if we didn't get our recce, if we were bad. We did get like money for clothes and stuff every 2 months, and we got money if we made breakfast and stuff.
Can I ask you, over time, of course, this affected you throughout your whole life, I understand that, just speaking to you, do you feel like you struggle to build relationships and trust in people?
I don't have anybody. I'm going through like mental health. The only people I've got is my kids. I've got serious attachment and abandonment issues and talk of like multiple traumas. I'm actually at court right now fighting a case for sexual assault against my uncle that done it before I went to care.
I'm sorry to hear that, and I hope that you win every bit of case there, and if there's any information that we can get from our files that would help that, I will be more than happy to get that submitted over. Like I say, if anything is noted in the social worker files, I will be more than willing to comply with you throughout everything. And guys, even if so, if there's any advice you need whatsoever, we work with legal teams, so I'm not here making promises, but even if you need things wording for you or anything like that, don't hesitate to put me a message. Use me to your advantage, because I'm there all the time to track your claim. Now, I'm not the absolute solicitor. I work for the solicitor, so I do the initial call. But in about a week's time, when we get a response from the actual Scottish Reserve, the solicitor will be calling me directly to give you updates. If you need to communicate with him directly, you can always communicate with me. And like I say, he's a solicitor, so he knows the ins and outs of every legal case there. If there's any advice you need to anything, do not hesitate. Use it to your advantage there. I'm no therapist either, but like I say, I'm more than happy to have a conversation and make things a lot easier for you. Because I understand, thinking about it now, it's opening a can of worms. Can I just ask you, do you suffer with things like anxiety, PTSD and things like that, darling?
I've like never even had a job. I've just, all I know is been a mum because of this. I don't really go out, I don't talk to people. I'm on antidepressants. And I'm waiting to hear back to it. I've worked with mental health. I don't know what anything else they can do for me now. So they're sending me another counselor to see about doing some sort of therapy.
I'll get that noted on there, because we might be able to offer you some sort of therapy as well if it's something that you require. But like I say, some people just like say it's not the right time for them to actually talk about it, and we're not here to rush you into it. But we've got a lot of options for you to help you throughout everything. So do not hesitate to use me, like I said, to your advantage as much as you need. Now, what I would require from yourself, darling, is Scottish Redress. Well, we have to follow their procedure. Now, they won't respond to us unless we have a picture of your ID and your proof of address, as basically we need to know it is you that's making the claim. Now, do you have anything like a driver's licence or a bus pass or even a provisional?
I've got a passport.
Is the passport in date, darling?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Now, because it's a passport, would need you to open it like a book for me and take a full picture of that, and would also need a picture of a letter. It could be any letter. It just needs to have your name, address and the date on there in the last 3 months, so we do know it is you that's making the claim. Now, as soon as we've got that, we get a response from Redress, and they take we say it takes about 14 days for them to respond to us, but they can get back to us in 7 days. Now, with that response, that will be basically your application number. Now, the application number shows to us that they've located everything, and they do know now that we're going full steam ahead with your claim. Now, as soon as we've got that, we can then approach all local authorities, get all the information that we require, and as soon as we've got that information, it's down to us then to value your claim, where we'll say this is how she's been treated from home. She should have been put back into the care of the mum to begin with. Second of all, how you've been treated in all these different places, and the neglect from all various people involved, because it's not just social workers. Like I say, it's a care home, it's social workers, it's the police, it's everybody involved at the time, so it won't settle for anything less. That's why we can't put a cap on your claim. You could end up with $350,000. Each claim is different. We just don't give any false information, so we can just tell you $48,000 because we know we'll get that as an average back. And then, of course, everything else on top of that, we're not giving any false information to you there. Is that okay with you, darling?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Now, what I'm just going to do for you is I'm just going to get you a link sent over. The link will come through to you, mobile number, so just give me 2 seconds to do so. Now, this is for you to state that you're happy for us to approach the authorities, and you're also happy for us to work on your behalf. Now, this will come through to you as a text message. You'll also get 14 days to cancel. That's your cancellation period. So if you did have any questions, or if you don't feel like we're sticking to what we promised you throughout the 14 days, you are within your right to cancel. That's not an issue. And you will always have me on WhatsApp to track your claim at any time. Now, the second that this is submitted back, I can get your case on the portal. Again, we have to tell you 12 months. It doesn't necessarily mean it'll be 12 months. You can be paid in 4 weeks' time. We just have to tell you 12 months because that's the maximum time frame that the legal team can take. And also, that's included any delays or anything from Scottish Redress, because in the most professional way, they really don't want to pay out. You might get a call over the next few weeks with them knowing that your case is on the system. And they might say, we can give you a £3,000 interim payment now, where it will come through to you within the next 24 hours. Now, of course, we advise you not to accept that, because if we're looking at hundreds of thousands of pounds and they're offering you £3,000 as a settlement figure, they're going to try and underpay you. So not to say they will call you, but they might try the chances. So just to be on the safe side, what I am going to do is I'm going to pop a password on the account for you. Now, if anyone calls me, you are a bit unsure on who you're dealing with or if you've spoken to them or not, just say, what is my password? And if they don't know the password, we've set to hang up the phone on them. Now, what's your dog's name? Well, you said you had a dog. What's your dog's name?
Diesel.
Diesel. Should we put your password as Diesel then?
Yeah, D-I-E-S-E-L.
E-L, perfect, no problem. So that's your password there. And if anyone does give you a call, you just say, what is my password? And if they don't know the word that we've set with you today, just hang up the phone on them. Now, would you be able to send over your ID and proof of address to me whilst you are on the call in any way, shape or form?
I can't do it right now, but I can do it as soon as I come off the phone. My daughter's actually just come in to get my grandson.
That's not an issue. So what I can do once that comes over to me, I will also give you a call back just to let you know that I've got everything whilst it's on a recorded line and I'm going to get your case submitted off for you. I'm going to take the 2 minutes to give you that call back.
I'll be able to do that in the next half an hour anyway for you.
That's perfect. You've also had a text message come through to your mobile number, darling. Now, the text message is everything that was discussed today, and it's also got your statements on there that I've typed up. Now, it will take you to one box where it'll ask you to give it a squiggle with your finger, and you press the big blue button next to it that says execute documents. Now, that will send your documents back to us where you say, yes, I am happy for you to work on my behalf. So without any of them back, I can't take the case any further. As soon as I get that, I will submit your case and I'll give you a call back, darling. All right, darling.
That's me then, that, but...
Let me just see if that's come back whilst you're on the line. Give me 2 seconds. That's perfect. That's come straight back through to me. So that's everything from that side. All I need is your ID and proof of address. I'll bob you a message over now. And as soon as I've got that back, I'll give you a call to let you know we've submitted your case, darling. Okay?
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. If there's anything you need from me, you bob me a message over, Tracy. It'll always be me that's dealing with it. So do not hesitate to bob me a message at any time, darling. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks. All right, darling. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thanks, Elliot. Why did you not eat some, love?
On your